As the Democrats running for president travel through Iowa ahead of the first in the nation caucuses, they're talking about what they do to reduce gun violence in the U.S. Some are proposing the most far-reaching gun laws in recent memory. IPR's Katerina Sestorek explains where the candidates stand on gun policy.
Campaign trail conversations around gun control intensified in early August. Back-to-back mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton reignited calls for lawmakers to act, like at a town hall in Johnston with Republican Senator Joni Ernst. The group Every Town for Gun Safety quickly organized a forum in Des Moines in response to these tragedies, and Democratic presidential candidates showed up to talk about steps they'd take to curb gun violence. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was there.
So for me, real change, meaningful change, starts with breaking up the corruption in Washington, breaking the stranglehold of the gun industry and the NRA.
So was former Vice President Joe Biden.
Who in God's name needs a weapon that can handle 100 rounds? For God's sake.
And 14 more presidential candidates were there, plus a handful who joined by video message. But mass shootings are still a tiny fraction of gun deaths in the U.S. Nearly 40,000 Americans died of gunshot wounds in 2017. 60% of those deaths were suicides, and less than 1% were mass shooting deaths. And homicide is the most common type of gun death for African Americans only.
I lost my son in 97. Who was shot in his chest.
That's Representative Akeo Abdul-Samad, a Democrat from Des Moines. He runs a nonprofit called Creative Visions, where there's a mural listing the names of Iowans shot and killed in Des Moines.
Every day that I come up and look at this mural, every day I walk into Creative Visions, you know, I think of my son. He's right there. But I also think about the 210 people that we have listed on this wall. So when I go on Capitol Hill, it's here. It's in my mind, it's in my heart, and it's like, what can we do?
Abdul-Samad says he supports just about every gun control policy brought forth by the Democrats running for president. They all want to expand background checks, reinstate a ban on assault-style weapons, limit the size of magazines, and enact extreme risk protection orders that are also known as red flag laws. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker, who's witnessed gun violence in his own community, was the first to call for requiring a license to purchase a gun. Now most of the candidates support some form of that.
We are never going to solve this crisis if we have to wait for it to personally affect us or our neighborhood or our community before we demand action.
Cassandra Crafasi with the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research says polling reveals a majority of Americans support each of these policies. And she says research shows many gun restrictions can be effective, especially gun licensing. Iowa has this for handguns.
It really comes down to how onerous is the process to apply for the license, and how well does it work to screen out people who shouldn't have them? And what we're seeing is that it's not onerous and they're effective. They're good for public safety.
The issue candidates and Americans in general don't agree on is requiring gun owners to sell their assault-style weapons to the government. Crafasi says this presents a lot of logistical challenges, and getting gun owners to comply could be a problem. Booker and California Senator Kamala Harris support buybacks, but former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is best known for talking about it.
Hell yes, we're going to buy back every AR-15 and AK-47 in this country to get those off the streets and out of our homes so that no one ever has to fear that again.
Overall, a majority of Americans think Congress should make gun laws stricter, and that percentage has been increasing. But those who oppose gun control are concerned these policies will hurt their ability to protect themselves while not doing enough to reduce gun violence. Wayne Nosbish of Menlo is an independent who voted for President Trump.
For them to automatically assume guns are the culprit, what do we need to do to get rid of them? Or some of the presidential candidates say, well, let's start confiscating. Well, if you believe in the Second Amendment or the Constitution, well, that, to me, that's a non-starter.
That's generally the view of gun rights groups, though Nosbish says he would support expanding background checks. Whoever wins the Democratic nomination will most likely be running against President Donald Trump. He's rolled back some gun restrictions while sometimes saying he supports others. Several Democratic candidates say they'll take executive action on gun control if Congress doesn't act. But any president will need Congress on their side to pass major gun policies. I'm Katerina Sestar, Iowa Public Radio News.